Good morning, it's Rural Focus, and we're catching up with Megan Cray from DeepHerd as part of the Local Content Advisor Network series. And this is actually the final part of the series. So we began with Megan, and we're going to finish with Megan. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Megan. Very well indeed. So first of all, we've covered a lot in these last couple of weeks. So let's just do a brief recap of the aim of the Local Content Initiative.
The Local Content Advisor Network is dedicated to improving the contracting success of our regions. We're the eyes and ears on the ground and getting the successes, improvements, concerns and barriers of our regional businesses back to government so we can adapt and improve our processes to better increase regional participation and competitiveness. And we're doing this by advocating across every government agency. We review every single regional tender advertised on Tenders WA and we report on it. Did a regional business win? Did any even tender? And I can tell you now that happens way more often than we would like. But we ask questions. We make suggestions. Between the nine of us in the regions, I think we know almost every procurement officer in the state. And we fight really hard for the opportunity for our businesses to be given the chance to step up and show how much good comes from contracting and hiring in local regional areas. We know not every business is not going to become a lead contractor, and you may not even want to. But what we don't want is for regional businesses to be overlooked because they haven't learned how to talk government back to government, especially when it comes to tendering. I always say we're asking regional businesses to win an essay writing contest, but we've never actually taught them how to write the essay. We want to change all of that. So we're working with the agencies and the stakeholders to make the playing field as equal as possible, and we're working with the businesses to increase their competitiveness through capacity and capability.
So Megan, how does that look on the ground working with the businesses?
So in May of 2019, the Local Content Advisor Network received grant funding of $300,000 over a three-year period to roll out our programs to regional WA. And this radio series was one of the first programs to be funded. In November, we launched the Join the Dots mentoring program in the Southwest, which will work with businesses over a 12-month period, building on their individual business skills and capabilities to be more competitive in contracting. And we're also looking to launch this project in the Peel and Great Southern region. The Gascoyne will be hosting an Aboriginal Business Development Forum. We're bringing Welga tendering workshops into every single region, and we're looking at trialling an easy buying program for government agencies for purchases under $50,000 so that they can locate regional suppliers better, and just many more programs. Currently, Tom, the list of things we want to do is actually longer than the 300,000 we have. So we're being really strategic as possible, and we're identifying the biggest barriers and addressing these first. We're collaborating with the regional CCIs, the Noongar CCI, Regional Development Australia, Small Business Development Corporation, the Business Locals, Master Builders, TAFE, large-scale mining and construction companies. We will talk and work with anyone if it means it's going to help our region.
And so for those who want more information or want to get in contact, how can they actually find you and find more information on this?
So each local content advisor lives and works in regional WA, and we're based in the Nine Regional Development Commission. So you can get on Google and Google your local commission, and you're going to ask for Karina Docking in the Pilbara Commission, Jill Dwyer in the Gascoyne, Gary Saville in Midwest, myself, Megan Cray in the Wheat Belt, Peter Rampolini in Goldfields Esperance, Charlotte McIntyre in Great Southern, Janelle Price in Southwest, and Therese Isaac in the Peel. Or you can go on the DeepHerd website, www.deepherd.wa.gov.au, and look us up. Don't be afraid to give us a call. There are no stupid questions when it comes to increasing our cut in government works. The government spends a lot of money on goods, services and works, and we want to try and keep as much of that money in our pockets as we can.
Okay, Megan, look, thanks very much for sharing all of that with us and everything over the last couple of weeks. And do you have anything you'd just like to say in closing?
I'd like to take the time to thank all our speakers who agreed to come on the radio. We are so passionate about what we do, and it's been wonderful to find businesses and government representatives who are just as committed to regional growth as we are. We're only as good as those who support us, and we've been fortunate to find many of those in the public and private sector. But I want to finish this series with a request. We can make many changes in government policy. We can go to bat for regions. We can demand, cajole, persuade, convince and argue for more opportunity. We have done and we're going to continue to do it. But it means nothing if our regions don't have a go. You're not going to win every tender. If 10 people apply for one tender, 9 will lose. But one thing we can guarantee is if you never try, you will lose all the time. So we need to have a go and show government how great an option we are in delivering contracts in our own region. So get on Tenders WA and register for email notifications. Come and talk to us if you're considering going for a tender or have and failed. Get a fresh perspective on what's happened. If you're an Aboriginal business, get yourself on the Aboriginal Business Directory in Supply Nation and make sure we know who you are. Our competition is not the guy down the road, but the one that trucks in from way, way, way out of town. Let's work together so the state knows the strength of regional businesses and how important local and regional content is, not just to the regions, but to the state as a whole.
Okay, Megan, thanks very much for all of your advice and input here over the series, and all the best going forward.
Thanks, Tom.